This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Getting up for, that's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air with more info. If you're like a lot of other people, you can't get enough of the DJV show. The solution, we're all about solutions here. Go to DJVshow.com, click on the word listen. It's 24/7 in dazzling HD digital audio. Wow, I'm impressed. I listen to myself. Oh, I don't have to. I can listen to you with my headsets on. Very good. All right, let's get to what's going on here. I only mention this story because it's gross. I mention it because it's time to throw the book at people like this. No mercy for a Chicago woman and her daughter, formerly charged with the killing of a pregnant teenager. They took the baby from her in a way that you don't want described. They're charged with first-degree murder for both of the offenses, and the details are not, probably make it into an episode of Chicago PD at some point in time. But the bottom line is here that they were indicted, and these are the kinds of things we talk a lot about, the death penalty and whether it is useful or not, or whether it's just about vengeance. Anybody who can do what they did to this kid deserves to die. That's it. Is that judgmental on my part? Who the hell am I to say they deserve to die? In my book, in my life, in my reality, anybody who does what these two women did to this kid and the baby.
This is the same story I heard a few weeks ago. Was this one of those like Craigslist meetups where she was trying to get baby clothes
Facebook.
Or something like that?
Facebook.
Yeah,
it was Facebook.
Yeah. Just one of those situations where you have to be so careful. Don't go by yourself. Go to a place where it's well-lit. I think, was it Facebook or Craigslist that's now working with police stations where you can go and meet up in those parking lots?
I think it's Facebook.
Well, Craigslist is Facebook. Yeah, there's also a separate app called, I forget what it's called. But there's a separate app that actually is just for selling things, and they have partnered with police stations across the country so that you go and exchange goods in the lobby or the parking lot of the police station, which is obviously that's the smartest way to do this. I know, Doug, you buy and sell stuff online a lot, farm equipment and things like that.
Yes, I do.
But, it's worth noting, be careful where you go to pick stuff up, because you never know. It's the world we live in today. It's horrible.
I go to farms. Not too much danger.
Well, people disappear on farms, too. Just saying.
Yeah, right. No, you're right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
A lot of hiding places.
I bought some cows on a farm in Connecticut that I'd never been to before. And it's interesting you say that, Victoria, because I am, whether it's my subconscious, I wanted to know what the place looked like, because the neighborhood that I know, this neighborhood in terms of farms, and there are a couple of really dumpy, sort of like gravel pit farms where anything goes, anything happens, and the people are, this sounds very prejudicial, but Portuguese farmers in New England are not exactly the most stand-up folks. So anyway, I checked out. I went to their farm. They have a website. Looked at it. It's beautiful, nicely done, run by a fellow who's in the healthcare business with his wife. So it was A-okay. But if I'd have gone down the street to the other place, no. So that's a very good point. Very astute. Thank you. I think that's a good warning. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga have a huge and overwhelming connection. That's the story. That's
well, we all
the
saw it for 2 hours on screen,
yep.
So.
Yeah, a huge and overwhelming connection. So whether she likes her weed and whiskey.
Is that a euphemism for something else?
No, that's a headline that I actually saw yesterday, too.
Actually, yeah. Right. Yeah. I scanned the headlines the same probably places you do, Victoria. And I saw that and I just chuckled because of what we had said yesterday morning. But overwhelming connection. Of course they do. Come on.
when she would say it was just they were actors, I don't think you act.
I think that because this was her first movie and she wanted to be almost like a method actor, and she got so into that space, and he mm-hmm. was there, and he's kind of method during his thing, and I don't know. I think
would
they got all methody together.
And looks-wise, she's punching up. As far as talent goes, he's probably punching up, but when it comes to looks, give me a break. Mm. Who wouldn't like Bradley Cooper?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think he's better looking than she is, Frank. I don't think she's that good looking.
Right.
I think she's interesting and very sexy, but I don't think she's that good looking. But the movie was so well done, and you just rooted for him. That's the kind of movie I want to see. You root for these people. You want them to be together. You want it to work. So even though his character was a little dicey, still, it was good. Good, 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 good. And hopefully, if the, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. So, before I get to you, Jennifer, I want to talk about one of your faves, Mr. Cruise. The other Cruise. Spelled C-R-U-Z. Not C-R-U-I-S.
I love that he's one of my favorites, but okay,
Which one? Both of them. Remember, I used
to... Just because I defend him and say he's not, like, this horrible, like...
Well, I said during the campaign...
Bruise on humanity, like you used to say.
Vote for Cruise! This conversation... The reason I bring it up is because, as we talk about him, the Talkers Convention that was held last Friday in New York City focused on people from all over the country, talk folks. Michael Berry is a well-known... talk host in Texas, and he was on this day with a bunch of other people, and it was a conversation about politicians. Thankfully, we didn't have too many of those panels, but there were a couple. And Michael Berry, who has done very well as a talk host, was talking about his dislike for Trump. In a world, the panel was about Trump and can you succeed as a political talk host in America and not like Trump. And Barry was the prime example, who said during during his panel that he despised Trump. He didn't like him then. He said Cruz was one of his best friends. It was before, and he is now. Can't imagine how Trump is there and can't stand the way he governs. And he went on and on and on, which I thought was kind of interesting. And so that popped into my mind as we were thinking about Ocasio-Cruz and Cortez and Cruz together.
That's what happens when they get married. They become Ocasio-Cruz.
Ocasio-Cortez-Cruz.
Right.
There's a combo. All right, Jennifer, take it away, will you please?
All right, a little bit of sad news, and this comes out of my home state of California. Not sure if this is in the national headlines yet, but I think it will be. There was a sheriff's deputy who was shot earlier in the week while waiting at a Jack in the Box, which is a fast food restaurant near Los Angeles in a town called Alhambra. It's nearest probably to Pasadena, where the Rose Parade is held. Los Angeles County Deputy Joseph Gilbert Solano, 50 years old, was shot in the head as he waited for food at that Jack in the Box. He was off duty. He was in civilian clothes when it happened. Someone in the restaurant had warned him that he was being followed before the shooting, according to reports. Apparently the doctors worked on him for 2 days. They tried to save him, but he succumbed to his injuries on Wednesday evening. The entire L.A. Sheriff's Department family has gotten together on this one. They did a procession on Wednesday evening and started sending out some tweets in memoriam of one of their fallen brothers. Law enforcement officials gathered to escort his flag-draped coffin from a medical center where he was being treated to the county coroner's office. They said he was known as being kind-hearted, a generous family man. Police have arrested a suspect, Rhett McKenzie Nelson, who's 30 years old, for the shooting on Tuesday. He was initially held on $2 million bail for the shooting, but after the deputy died, that changed to no bail. There's no word yet on what the motivation was, but clearly we know that there's a risk to officers when they're in the line of duty. What is completely scary to me, and I think we can do so much better, is when these people are in a restaurant with their life, with their family, with their friends, and they're still being targeted by people in the communities that they serve. It's heartbreaking, I think.
Yeah, it sure is. Food for thought. 16 past the hour. Good job, ladies.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with your aches and pains? I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted. This will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Streaming the DJV show at djvshow.com, our most recent podcast, folks. We talk about Jon Stewart's emotional plea to Congress this week. And then we focus on that helicopter crash in New York, what made the pilot do what he did. You can also hear us talking about the upcoming Democratic debates. Also, whether or not the U.S. women's soccer team went overboard in their recent win over Thailand. I guess the jury's still out on that one. The innovative way Vietnam is eliminating plastic waste. All of those discussion items and more right now on the podcast, djvshow.com. On demand, you can rate it, connect with us on social media as well at facebook.com/djvshow, on Twitter at djvshow. TuneIn Radio has the stream. RadioAmerica.com has the stream. It's there. One of the things I would like to have us become known for as we get more into the debate, because I don't like politics, as you know, and I don't want to have a lot of it here, but the election itself and who's running and what they get for media exposure. What's the news media doing? Who's backing them financially? What kind of personal chemistry do they have? That kind of stuff. That's what I want to know. I want to know more about whether some of these people are in the right place at the right time or whether they really have, the starch. All of those things are much more important to me than some of this other stuff. A good, healthy debate would hopefully be helpful. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Music, let's talk. I can't say that here. But music is such an important part of our lives. I love bringing you stories with the ladies' cooperation on some of the big stars of the day, some of whom I know a lot about, some of whom I don't know anything about. I guess I'm feeling like I know more about Maren Morris all the time because she's certainly very much out there. She teased a preview of her upcoming feature in Playboy with a couple of photos that one would describe with the adjective sultry, I guess. Posted them on Instagram. Photos weren't received well. Well, there is a lot of commentary, let's put it that way. She's topless in the photos, seated in a chair wearing a cowboy hat, boots, red pants, all smiles. Strip it down. Something with Playboy is coming next week, she wrote. Photos received praise from fellow country artist Lindsay, Lindsay L? Don't know her. Carly Pierce, Leanne Rimes. Also some pretty hateful comments, as you can imagine. One person on Instagram warned that Morris would lose respect following the photo shoot. Why?
Oh, it's what? So silly anyway, because anyone who follows...
Double standard.
So, she's all covered up. She doesn't have a shirt on, but her arm is in front of her.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
And also, anyone who follows Maren Morris on Instagram already knows that all of her tour outfits are like booty shorts and small shirts. So it's not like this is any different from what she normally wears.
Yeah. So what is the big deal then? What's the opportunity?
Now, somebody's always got to be unhappy.
Yeah. I think that... I don't know. Maybe because Playboy's involved and that there's a stigma attached to
come
Playboy.
Come on. In this day and age,
Playboy's pretty mild.
Yeah, I don't know. God. Maybe with some of her country followers. I don't know.
What does her husband think? Probably would be the...
He probably thinks she looks great. Yeah.
Question. Yeah.
She's in great shape. I think she's had a trainer for the last year. She looks amazing.
Yeah. I don't get it. Well, that's me. Anyway... she's actually good for her. She stood her ground. Instagram story posted later that same day after the Instagram comment. She asserted that she makes music for herself and is proud of the photos as well. She said, quote, "Some can slut shame me for my lyrics about sex, And you can put me in your little box, but I want to live and love. She added, I recently accepted myself. We'll put these photos in a frame because I never have this moment back again. I won't get it back. Can't wait for you to read my interview with Playboy and their gender and sexuality issue. Comes out next week. I dropped some truth as well. What's the 80s Mercedes? That we're listening to now, 80s Mercedes? Mm-hmm. What's that song about? Some activity in the back seat?
No. Talking about driving down the road in her 80s Mercedes.
Ah.
Yeah.
I had an 80s Mercedes. I used to drive down the road. It was kind of fun. Those diesel four speeds? Yeah.
We won't ask you about any backseat stuff in your 80s Mercedes.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was in my... Probably just as well. All right, next up, Luke Combs has been invited to join the Grand Ole Opry. It's a good year for him. So, as the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry, he'll have certainly much more visibility. During his 16th appearance on the stage at the Opry, his two-song set was interrupted when Craig Morgan, John Conley, and Chris Jansen came out to join him. How'd you like to be the next member of the Grand Ole Opry? Morgan and Jansen asked in unison as Conley stood beside them. Unable to get a word out, Combs simply hugged all three of them, fought back tears to finish his set. If you're not, if you don't know, this is it. This is the pinnacle. This is really the way that you prove that you've made it, getting into the Opry. They're quite the thing. Luke's heart is filled with love and genuine appreciation for the Opry, said the general manager, Sally Williams. And we're excited about this being his musical home throughout.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Oil prices surging after reports that two oil tankers were attacked hours ago in the Middle East. Reuters says it's quoting shipping sources as saying the tankers were targeted near the Strait of Hormuz and that the crews were evacuated safely. U.S. House Oversight Committee members voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress after they refused to comply with subpoenas related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Ross says of it,
"The idea that somehow this committee should have more power than the Supreme Court, more power than the executive branch, and more power than both combined kind of rewrites the Constitution and the separation of powers.
Dems say the administration must be trying to hide something. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Before half the hour, I wait for danger. I just reset my clock.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what happens. Let's see how we can mess up this half hour of the DJV program. It's a good thing I have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen to keep me on the straight and narrow as we move into various... I talk about this program being universally available and accessible, and I kind of like it. Normally, it's an early morning program on most stations, or what they call morning drive or mid-morning. But we just started on a station in Minnesota in the early afternoon, which is kind of neat. It's nice because the conversation is appropriate for any time of the day, and a lot more stations seem to want to have at least some variety in their conversation, even though most of the important news talk stations, if you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown show, which I do with Michael Harrison and also some of the gang that's here, you know that there is a major focus on politics. But then there are other things that happen. Here's a story from the Quickie Department, a college student took down a police officer who was attempting to meet with an underage girl after using Snapchat's gender switch filter. I don't even know what that is. You want to help me? This is in San Francisco Bay.
I don't get what the filter has to do with. I don't get that. So he met an underage girl using Snapchat?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because all the gender swap feature does is it, you know, changes your face to make you look like a girl, but it's really obvious you're using the filter, so it's not like
just a
you would be fooling someone into thinking you're actually a girl.
Why would you do that?
Because you get to see what you look like as a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
Oh. And you
it's popular. A lot of people do it. Yeah, and it's just kind of funny. But separate
would you do
from
it?
That... Yeah, we probably all, I don't use Snapchat anymore, but it's just, you know, whatever. But that's not really the story, though. So he met an underage girl on Snapchat, and then how did go ahead and finish the rest of the story, because the filter is not the problem.
She apparently knew this guy was a baddie, and so she set a trap for him, as near as I can tell. This is somewhere in California, I think San Mateo, Jennifer. The police chief said this alleged conduct, if true, is no way reflective of how we stand as a department, as an affront to the tenets of our department and our profession. As police officers, we have sworn an oath to serve and protect our communities. You know, I think...
Right, but so what happened, I'm confused.
This story is backwards. It's the college student is a college boy who used the filter to look like
a girl
to try and... Yeah, what you made it sound like was the police officer was using the filter to talk with...
No, I'm sorry. I meant he was trying to find girls.
What?
The college student is a college boy who is acting as an underage girl and using that filter on Snapchat
cop,
to look like
knew
a girl
the cop,
and is trying
knew the
to reel in
chasing down
bad
girls,
people
young
who
girls.
Are trying to chase young girls. So,
so what happened? So the cop shows up to wherever he thinks he's meeting an underage girl.
He took the bait. Yeah, he took the
bait. And then were there other cops there to arrest him? How did it happen?
Well, he said he was looking to get someone. Yeah, this woman, boy, whatever, girl, called the cops, and
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, the boy looks
like a girl.
We should
probably read stories before we talk about them.
No,
if
I am talking
about
it.
It's so confusing.
It's confusing.
If this is about the filter, how dumb is it that someone actually believes that the filter on Snapchat is real?
Yeah. All right, you got it now?
They don't look convincing. No, yeah. I still don't have.
Anyway, he was arrested for trying to commit a felony and booked in the jail. So there's the answer.
Well, that's where
to
I was going
question.
With it. I was about to. Yeah, thank you.
I was about to get there before you. You jumped.
He was about to get there after
on.
He finished reading the story in a couple minutes.
I just thought it was interesting. All right, Jennifer. Victoria. Your turn, Victoria. Let's see what we can chop you up now.
Here's some real news of a story that I have read in advance of talking about it. Yes. So the first of the 50 people who have been charged with the college admissions scandal, the first one, who was the former Stanford sailing coach, he has been sentenced. However, he will serve zero time in prison. And
one
so he
day.
Was, no. He has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised release, a $10,000 fine. The first 6 months of the sentence, he will be in home detention with electronic monitoring. And he pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit racketeering for arranging bribes of $110,000 and $160,000 to the sailing program at Stanford, and then designating two applicants who had zero sailing experience as he basically labeled them as sailing recruits. And so... neither of the students completed the application process, according to the university, and he is now just the first one. So the judge, this is all taking place in Boston, and so the judge, Judge Zobel, said that John Vandemore is probably the least culpable. This is what the judge directly said. He said, the others who were charged took money for themselves. He did not do that. All the money he took went directly to the sailing program. So essentially, that's the way the judge kind of separates this guy from maybe the rest of the people who are going to be charged. Now, half of these people have already pleaded guilty, and then the other half, like Lori Loughlin and her husband, they are going to have a trial probably, I think, in September. And we'll see if they get jail time. They're pleading not guilty, and they're putting up a fight. So it'll be interesting to see how these sentences start to roll out. It looks like there will be varying degrees of severity based on things like what the judge said. This guy didn't keep the money himself. He put it into the sailing program. So we'll see who the next victim is.
The next victim. A lot of victims here.
Yeah.
Speaking of victims and the law, a group of family members in Columbia, South Carolina, asking a jury to spare the life of a father who murdered his five children. Why? This guy, Timothy Jones, killed all five of his children.
Yeah, I don't know why the wife went on the stand and she was crying and said, asked to spare. I don't get it. How can you love someone who killed your five children unless you're a psychopath?
Well, that's it. You see, the circumstances present themselves. These people are psycho.
You care more about the life of the guy who killed your five children than the children themselves? I don't know. I don't get it.
How could you face him?
I know.
In that circumstance. How do you do that? That'd be my question. All right, here's the loser of the day. Jennifer will probably argue with me about this, but I feel very, very strongly about these sorts of things because of the way they happen, why they happen, how they happen. The Defense Department has announced they have given Lockheed Martin a $34 billion contract to build hundreds of new F-35 fighter jets that the Air Force says it doesn't need. According to Lockheed Martin, if the deal goes through, they will make 478 more F-35s. Now, if we're going to sell them, I don't know quite how the procurement process works. Does the Pentagon order planes for other countries? Because we make deals to sell these planes, and it's my understanding that they can't sell armaments to other countries without the government's approval. Like the Saudis just got some stuff from us. I don't know what it was. It was an airplane thing. But is that considered overstock, or do we make them and then we plan to sell them? I don't know.
Yeah, you'd have to probably check into it, because if we're selling them, it's not a big deal. I'm not for the waste, though. If the military says they don't need them, why would we order them?
It costs. So, this is the estimated cost of the program is $1 trillion by the time they get through building them and servicing them and training fighter pilots to fly them. But there's so many planes now, and I remember taking a flight in 1970 something or other in a plane that was left over. It was a cargo plane that had been used in 1997, a plane that had been built for the Vietnam War or in that era. And it was D-Day weekend, and I went to, it was a regular cargo plane, and they put
seats
in
them
for us. Selling.
They're selling Eddie. These planes. They're selling them to Singapore, Greece, Romania, Spain, and Poland.
The old planes, now they are, yeah.
Right, but so it's not like more military waste.
So we're buying the planes and then reselling them? Why wouldn't those other countries just buy them directly from Lockheed?
Well, because the government doesn't let the other countries buy without their approval. They won't. They can't go on the market. Lockheed Martin can't go out and sell these planes.
Oh, okay. So it's not like Airbus
countries.
Or Boeing that can sell to other countries. Okay.
No, because they're military planes, and our government doesn't want these countries. They only want countries that they want to have these planes,
To have our technology. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So, but it's a lot of money. And so I want to know, that's the question here.
I hope
Jennifer,
we can sell them all.
Well, they got them at an 8.8% discount, so they'll obviously.
But then
be
they build in cost plus, and.
But this is a revenue maker for the government. The government is the middleman to make money from these other countries, or to use it for leverage for whatever.
So what do they do?
Might need.
Yeah, what do they do with the money? Where's the money go that we make from selling?
Right back into some sort of slush fund or budget. Who knows?
There it is.
Question about all government spending. Where does the money go?
That's true. Yep, exactly. Where does it come from? Where does it go? 45 after the hour. Questions and answers here on the DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts,
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional Magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found, tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here's the story from Florida today. There's a new law that'll give paramedics the option of carrying firearms while they're on the job in situations that are considered high-risk areas. Governor DeSantis signed the measure allowing paramedics to defend themselves or others in scenarios like shootings, hostage situations, drug raids, that kind of stuff. They get called in for support in those circumstances, right?
I'm 100% for this because we have a friend who's a paramedic in a really sketchy part of Jersey, and there are times where they don't even, for fear of their own safety and their own lives, they don't respond to calls of shootings right away because they're just driving themselves in the ambulance in the middle of gunfire. And I am totally for this. If paramedics want to protect themselves in these precarious situations, I think they should totally be able to.
Yeah. Well, it seems practical anyway. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Continuation of what you need to know from the world of medicine. This is evidence-based info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does all the checking, the evidence that is presented in the various journals of medicine. So we take apart a half a dozen or more stories every week and help you to understand how they impact you. So the first one here, Ken, is about life and survival. And I guess this would be considered the cancer survivor numbers are good in comparison to what they had been, yes?
Yes, this is good news that roughly 17 million cancer survivors, Doug, are living in the United States currently, according to this new study published this week. And researchers expect that number to surge to more than 22 million by 2030. Nearly two-thirds of those survivors are older than age 65. This is great news.
Two-thirds are over 65. Now, is it broken down as to women or men or the types of cancer? Because I know that you and I have talked about before, the survival rate with the leukemia seems to be growing. There are other cancers that, when you talk about pancreatic cancer, that's death. You're done when you get that. And so what's in between?
The good ones for women are breast cancer. For men is prostate cancer. We're doing better with skin cancer. The one that we're not doing so great with is a very common lung cancer. But I think that with the new types of immune therapy that we have, things are only going to get better here. And the thing is, we're also doing earlier surveillance. For example, the stomach intestinal cancers, people are living much longer because we just work harder to try to prevent those.
What about stem cell therapy? What hope do you see there in the near future or further down the pike?
I think currently the hot area in treating cancer is immune therapy. I think down the road, the hope of stem cells is there, but it's still not yet ready for prime time. It's still big research, but I think in the future we're going to make some progress there.
I think there are those ships offshore, those medical ships that nobody wants to talk about that are out in the international waters that do all kinds of research and weird stuff, that stem cell research is certainly being done out there, as well as in probably legitimate colleges and universities, medical schools, that sort of thing. So let's flip the switch here, talking from survivor to those who are dying. The suicide death rate is at an all-time high, and I don't know that that's new, but the way people are killing themselves, it seems, is rather discouraging. You think that's true?
Yeah, exactly. This is the flip side. This is the troubling side. This comes out of the Commonwealth Fund this week that Americans dying from drugs, alcohol, and suicide have reached a record high, Doug. The death rates from suicide, alcohol, and drug overdose each rose markedly in the past decade.
Yep. It's really sobering to look or understand that the number of our lifespan has been, every year it would grow 79, 1 year, 79 and a half. Now it's stopped. In fact, it may be going down because of suicides and things like that. That's how impactful those numbers are on the death rates, the numbers. That's pretty serious stuff. And dealing with it as a society is something I don't think we're doing particularly well. You agree?
I think this represents a troubling factor in society, and the opioid epidemic's a big problem here, and just the availability of all of these substances that people are abusing themselves with, and suicide also is a huge problem, breakdown of the family.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can help these areas.
That's a good thought. Dr. Ken here. Here's a question about something very serious. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Sounds kind of crazy. Never could happen in America, right? Well, it did to Charles Pixley. That's exactly what happened to Mr. Pixley after he discovered a Canadian sulfur drug called 714X and organized a team of doctors to research and support it, test it, and make it available in America. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asks what's happening to the healing arts in America. Have they become more like tell no truth? Cancer alone, as we've been talking about, becoming big business? Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their big diagnosis and treatment businesses? He went to jail, tells the story, 22 months in prison and lots of years of silence. Mr. Pixley is now speaking out. You can get a copy of this book for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbooks.com. At 714xbooks.com. Get the story of how this works. 714xbooks.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.